It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, no Jamal Murray, no Aaron Gordon, no problem for the Nuggets who roll over a bad, depleted Memphis team, 128-103. Different guys contributing, all adds up to a good team win for Michael Malone.
That's the way you want to start off a five-game homestand. Very business-like approach, very mature approach. And, you know, we got contributions across the board tonight. And that was really fun to watch. Some guys that, with Jamal and Aaron and Zeke all out, some guys got a lot of minutes that they hadn't gotten in a while. And I thought they all, made the most of those minutes.
Nikola Jokic almost had a triple-double in just 31 minutes of play. 29 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. But those other guys that you're talking about, good minutes as you get ready for the playoffs. Reggie Jackson had 15. Christian Brown had 17. Peyton Watson had 10 points, 9 rebounds. Julian Strother, back from the G League, he had 14 points. So, yeah, good team win. You get the win. You stay locked in on the number one seed. And you get a lot of young guys, role guys, bench guys, some valuable minutes and confidence.
You know who always has perfect hair when he plays? Gillespie.
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
Parted. It doesn't move.
No, it doesn't move.
It is like a...
He looks like he's, straight out of Mad Men or something.
Right. It's straight. It's like a plastic Devo wig or something. It just doesn't... I got to look into that.
Yes, please do. Okay. Next on the Morning Brew, Sean Payton talking at the owners' meeting yesterday about the mistakes that teams make when it comes to evaluating quarterbacks.
Oftentimes, I see similar mistakes made relative to how that position's evaluated. The combine, for instance, it used to be 5 and a hitch, you throw the go ball, and now it's, let's take 4, 5, let's just see how far, and it's like, gosh, I've seen this story before with Jamarcus Russell. I've seen it over and over again, and we just jump into it.
Ah, wasn't it last week? Caleb Williams had a couple of throws and people were like, oh my God.
Right. Oh yeah.
How far he can throw it.
Right. Yeah.
Painful reminder. Jamarcus Russell was the first real, that I can remember, the first real combine phenomenon, right?
Right.
Where people are just like, oh my God, not combine, but pro day phenomenon. Oh my God, look at that arm. He can throw it out of the stadium.
Best pro day ever. You know, all that garbage. And one of the things, just a little nuanced piece there in that sound, where Sean is talking about, used to be thrown on 5 and a hitch. And what he's saying is you're cheating the drill. Like in a game, you can't take 6 and wait for a minute just so you can show off. Look, I can throw it 70 yards with. But you can't, in a game, you're going to get your teeth knocked in. You don't have that kind of time. So he's saying people are falling victim to talent. And people in their demonstrations are doing things that you don't do in a game. So why would we evaluate that stuff? I used to get mad. I used to have these conversations with our head strength coach all the time. Why are you making me run 40s or 60s? Or if I have to run a 40 in a game, somebody scores, either us or them. Like, it doesn't do me any good. I would rather do my cardio while I'm working on something that's specific to what I do for a living. You understand it? And that's what Sean's saying is we run a bunch of drills that have nothing to do with football.
Next on the Morning Brew, George Payton, when he was told that Sean Payton had divulged that the Broncos had done a private workout with J.J. McCarthy, said, geez, I wish Sean hadn't said that. Well, sorry, George. Sean's the boss, not you. But anyway, George Payton, how important are these private workouts?
Certainly didn't hurt. You're going there. It's a test for that player. And if they get an A, obviously it's going to help them. If they get a B, obviously if they fail, it's not good. So it's a big deal when you spend that much time with the player. And not only you watch them throw, but you put them through a test and just see how they come through. And so it can really help, yeah.
was funny. I wish Sean hadn't said that.
Yeah, but
why not?
Because, find out.
Because they really, really do covet J.J. McCarthy. Oh, they don't want people to know. Or was it a case of
subterfuge?
Was George playing the subterfuge game?
Right.
Oh, I wish. Gee, I wish Sean hadn't said that.
Yeah. Man, we didn't want that news out. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Man, gee. Am I mad.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have a talk with him.
Oh,
look at my fist. I'm shaking it.
Oh, some team's probably going to jump over us now and give up a lot because they want J.J. McCarthy. Oh, darn.
Just like us.
Yeah. Oh.
Come on, George.
George Payton playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers.
Right.
We've seen it for years now.
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Avalanche. By the way, we've got a great week this week at the SAC Ball Arena because it'll just be every night alternating. Nuggets, Avs. And tonight the Avs take over as they'll be skating against Les Habitants.
Les Habitants.
The Blue Blanc and Rouge. Mm. The Montreal Canadiens in town. The Avalanche last night got some help as... well, maybe a mixed bag of help. One, the Kings beat Vancouver, beat the Canucks.
The Canucks.
So now, the Avs, with the game in hand against Vancouver, a win tonight, they jump over Vancouver for the top spot in the West.
Canucks.
The number one seed in the West.
So they'll have the most points.
They would have the most points.
Okay.
Not the best record, the most points.
Right.
But Vegas won again last night in St. Louis. That was a big game for St. Louis because they could have really put a dent into trying to catch Vegas for that final wildcard spot. So while the Avs could jump into the top spot in the West, it would mean
they'd play Vegas.
They'd be on a crash course collision to play Vegas in the first round of the playoffs, which some may be okay with, some may like to avoid.
Hey, I only want the best, Mike.
Yeah. Your Mark Schlereth is not a path of least resistance guy.
No. Give me the hardest team. Let us get them out of the way first.
It's not that I would be scared of playing Vegas, but it'd be like, wow, you do all this work. You climb all the way to the top of the standings, and your first round reward is the defending Stanley Cup champs.
Right. It is a little bit of a, you know, like your one matchup that maybe people consider just a little bit tougher matchup for you. Like just not the record stuff and the point stuff, but it's just the way they play versus the way you play. It's a little tighter match. But I look at the Avs are just a better team, right?
Oh yeah,
and they're just
They'll still be favored, and I would still expect them to win. But it's just the kind of matchup that you're like, gee, for earning a number one seed, that's the kind of matchup you expect in the second round or the conference finals, not in the first round right out of the gate. But still, a lot of hockey left to be played, and there could still be plenty of shuffling. Vegas could easily catch. Heck, Vegas could catch L.A. They could catch Edmonton. So things can still remain fluid over the final 10 games of the season. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.